This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد. Do you guys know which hadith we're reading from right now? Do you remember? Wow, you forgot. We didn't even finish it. It's one of the longest hadith mentioned in the book of Riyad al-Salihin. Which one is that? Story of who? Ka'b ibn Malik. The story of Ka'b ibn Malik when he did not join the Prophet ﷺ on that journey to Tabuk. So tonight is part 3, inshallah ta'ala, from the story. And we're still in hadith number, I believe it's hadith number actually 21. Hadith number 21, part 3 right now, qala. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما هذا فقد صدق فكم حتى يقضي الله فيه. He said that when I came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, I was sitting in front of him, and now I'm thinking I'm gonna have to articulate a reason. I have to give an excuse. But then he thought to himself, he goes, even if I do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expose me to him. There's no benefit to lie. I'm gonna tell the truth. And he told the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله, I swear I've never been in a better position in my life. I had 2 rides, I had good fruit, good harvest, I had no excuse. So the Prophet ﷺ says, he قال, أَمَّا هَذَا فَقَدْ صَدَقْ. He says, this man spoke the truth. What does that mean? Those who came before him were what? Were lying. So they were exposed being hypocrites. قال, أَمَّا هَذَا فَقَدْ صَدَقْ. This man spoke the truth. So get up and wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a decision about you. I'm just waiting for the parents to take action, yani, that's all. Because definitely these kids, yani, came with parents, right? I hope so, inshallah. They know I just dropped off, yani, here. So each parent, inshallah, look around. See if your child is missing, is not around you. It's not with your other with your spouse. Then it's probably one of your kids needs to be taken care of, inshallah, ta'ala. By the way, just give us 10 minutes of your time and then give them the masjid after that, inshallah ta'ala. We'd love for them to enjoy it, but just right now, it's for the adult time, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. So when he said to the Prophet ﷺ the truth, and the Prophet says, this man told the truth, you have to leave until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes his judgment. فَقَالَ وَسَارَ الرَّجَالُ مِنْ بَنِي سَلَمَةَ فَاتَّبَعُونِي. Because then some of the people from Banu Salama, from the tribe of Banu Salama, they followed me. And they told me, wallahi, ma alimnaka adhnabda damban qabla hada. Said, look, listen, we know that you've never committed a sin. You never made a mistake before this day. Like, this is your first mistake. Laqad ajazta fi an la takuna atadarta ila rasulillahi bima atadar alayhi ghayruk. What, you failed to give an excuse like everybody else? At least you could have asked the Prophet ﷺ to forgive you and move on. It's like, why did you have to go through this now? Go back to him, try to seek an excuse from him, seek forgiveness for him. And he said, قال فقد كان كافيك ذنبك استغفار رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لك. It will be sufficient for you, for that sin or that you've done to be forgiven. Now the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم seeks forgiveness for you. قال فوالله ما زال يؤنبونني حتى أردت أن أرجع إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. They kept reproaching me and guilt tripping me until I thought, you know what, maybe I should go back again and ask the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم for forgiveness. قال فأكذب نفسي. I would say, Ya Rasulullah, what I gave you earlier was not true. The truth is that I had this excuse and that excuse. But then he said, ثم قلت لهم هل لقي هذا معي من أحد. Are there any other people who are going through the same thing like I'm doing right now? قالوا نعم لقيه معك رجلان. See, 2 other people said the same thing like you did. فقال من هم. Who were the people? They mentioned 2 people from him, Murarat ibn al-Rabi' al-Umari wa Hilal ibn Umayyah al-Waqifi radiyallahu anhum. Qala fa dhakaru li rajulayn salihayn qad shahida badra feehima uswa. He goes, those 2 people, I know that they've attended Badr with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which means they're from among the elite. And if they have done this, they're my uswa. They're an example for me. I will follow their lead. So I'm not going to go back again and seek an excuse from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فقال فمضيت حين ذكروه مالي. Then I decided, you know what, this is it. I'm going to wait until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judgment. ونهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن كلامنا أيها الثلاثة من بين من تخلف عنه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave an order that these three people, you should boycott them, don't talk to them. Like as if you could say they were ostracized from the community, isolated. Do not speak to them. قال فاجتنبنا الناس. So the people start avoiding us. وتغيروا لنا. And they kind of like, we felt that they changed towards us. حتى تركنت لي في نفسي الأرض. He said, I felt so strange and so alone, I couldn't even stand the earth I'm walking on. Even the earth I'm walking on felt so different to me. Like the whole city became so different to me. فما هي بالأرض التي أعرف. It's not even the atmosphere of the earth that I'm used to. فلبثنا على ذلك 50 ليلة. He said, we remained like this for 50 nights. Means 50 days, Jama'ah. Can you guys imagine? 50 days. 50 days. No one is talking to you. You're living with them, and no one is speaking to you. No one is talking to you. Some of the guys might say, Sheikh, my wife doesn't talk to me for 60 days. And now they think they're proud, mashallah, of themselves. La wallah, you shouldn't be, Jama'ah. That's not a thing to be proud of, Allah al-Musta'an. But here, they've been punished by telling the people, do not talk to them at all. For 50 days. How torturous that is, how painful that is. Like living among the people that you used to just the day before. The day before, you were close to them, so good friends to them. And suddenly, they don't want to even talk to you. فَقَالْ فَأَمَّا صَاحِبَاي فَاسْتَكَانَا وَقَعَدَا فِي بُيُوتِهِمَا يَبْكِيَانَ. As for the other two, he says they were broken. That kind of like boycott broke them. So they stayed at home, avoiding the people, and they were crying. Just sitting at home by themselves. They didn't want to go and see the people. It's too painful for them to face the people. قال وأما أنا فكنت أشب القوم وأجلدهم. I was the youngest of the three, and I was strong. So it didn't bother me much, or at least he said, I just stayed outside there with the people. فكنت أخرج فأشهد الصلاة مع المسلمين. He said, I used to go out and attend Salat al-Jama'ah in the masjid. Wow. Can you imagine how difficult that is, Jama'ah? You come to the masjid, everybody is just kind of like, definitely. فقال وأطوف من في الأسواق ولا يكلمني أحد. And I go to the marketplace, I go and buy things, but no one would talk to me. Like even imagine when you go and you buy something and say, how much is this? They look away. And then you kind of like figure out the price somehow and just give it to them and they exchange without even saying a word to you. Or you give them the money, they give you back whatever is left. So you know how much that is based on just that kind of interaction. But they would not say a word to you. That's very painful. فَقَالَ وَآتِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَآتِي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ سَلَمْ فَأُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْهِ وَهُوْ فِي مَجْلِسِهِ بَعْدَ الصَّلَاةِ. He goes, I see the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم after Salah and he's sitting there. So I come close to him and I say, Assalamu alaikum. You know, when you say Assalamu alaikum, you have to reply, right? He goes, فَقَالَ فَأَقُولُ فِي نَفْسِي هَلْ حَرَّكَ شَفَتَيْهِ بِرَدِّ السَّلَامِ أَمْ لَا. And I'm telling myself, did he move his lips? Did he reply to my salam? Did he move his lips? Like I always wanted to, hopefully the Prophet responded to my salam. فَقَالَ ثُمَّ أُصَلِّي قَرِيبًا مِّنْهُ وَأُسَارِقُهُ النَّظَرُ. He goes, I will pray close to him. And I kind of like start with the side of my eye, try to look at him. Like I'm trying to steal a look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see if he's looking at me or not. فَقَالَ فَإِذَا أَقْبَلْتُ عَلَى صَلَاتِ نَظَرَ إِلَيْهِ. Because I noticed that when I start my salah, he looks at me. Like how much the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also himself, he was in pain. Like he himself, he wished that he could speak to him. But he cannot. That's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, when I'm praying, he's looking at me. قَالَ فَإِذَا أَقْبَلْتُ عَلَى صَلَاتِي نَظَرَ إِلَيَّ وَإِذَا الْتَفَتُ نَحْوَهُ أَعْرَضَ عَنِّي. And when I try to look at him, and he noticed that, he turns his face away from me. So like, that kind of interaction is just like, that's the moment. You know, I would love to speak to you, but I cannot speak to you. As much as I would love to, but I cannot speak to you. قال حتى إذا طال عدالك علي من جفوة المسلمين مشيت حتى تصورت جدار حائطي بقداته وهو ابن عمي وأحب الناس إلي. He said when it became too long, the length of time continued for a very long time. He said, I walked and I climbed upon the wall of the garden of Abu Qatada, who was my cousin, and I had a great love for him, like he was the most beloved person to me, my cousin Abu Qatada. So I climbed over his wall because I know if I'm going to knock on the door, he's not going to open. So I had to go over the wall and go to his garden, and I saw him there. فَقُلْتُ أَسْسَلَامُ عَلَيْكَ فَوَاللَّهِ مَا سَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِ. He said he did not reply the salam to me. And then فَقُلْتُ لَهُ يَا أَبَا قَتَادَ أَنْشُدُكَ اللَّهِ أَنْشُدُكَ بِاللَّهِ هَلْ تَعْلَمُ أَنِّي أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. I told Abu Qatada, يَا أَبُو قَتَادَ, I ask you by Allah to tell the truth. Don't you know that I love Allah and His Messenger? قَالَ فَسَكَتْ. He remained quiet. He couldn't reply. فَعُدْتُ فَنَاشَدْتُ. I went again and I insisted. I ask you by Allah. Don't you know that I love Allah and the Messenger? And then Abu Qatada سكت. He remained quiet. And then for the third time he insisted. يا أبا قتادة. I ask you by Allah. Don't you know that I love Allah and His Messenger? فقال الله ورسوله أعلم. Allah and His Messenger know best. Like, I don't know. I honestly don't know anymore. I leave it to Allah and His Messenger. قال ففاضت عيناي. He says, then I broke in tears. I mean, jama'a, these are tears of what? A man breaking in tears, subhanAllah, in a moment like this. How painful, how deep that issue is to him. How the wound is so deep. Even his most beloved person right now is doubting him. That is so painful, subhanAllah. قال ففارت عيناي وتوليت حتى تصورت الجدار. I went back again to the wall, climbed over, and I left. Because as I was walking, I went through the marketplace in Medina. إذا نبطي من نبط أهل الشام ممن قدم بالطعام يبيعه بالمدينة. Because as I was walking there, Anabati, who is one of the people from the northern part of the Arabian Peninsula, among the Arab Christians, Al-Ghassasina, that's between Jordan and Tabuk these days. So that used to be actually one of those urban areas and a great civilization of that time. So he was known, of course, from his dress code, and he also was a Christian. He said, so he came and he was trading food in Medina. يقول من يدل على كعب بن مالك. And people, he was asking, I heard him, he was asking, who can tell me where is كعب بن مالك? Where is كعب بن مالك? فطفق الناس يشيرون إلي. He goes, people didn't even say a word. He's just kind of pointing in that direction until he got to me. حتى إذا جاء إلي فدفع إلي كتابا من ملك غسان. He gives me a scroll, like a letter. And that letter is sealed by the seal of the king of Ghassan. Ghassan is the name of that tribe, the Arab Christians of the north. The king is sending him a message. What message would that be? وَكُنْتُ كَاتِبًا. He said, I used to read, so I knew how to read. فَقَرَأْتُهُ فَإِذَا فِيهِ أَمَّا بَعْدٍ. That's what's in the letter. أَمَّا بَعْدٍ. Proceeding. فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ بَلَغَنَا أَنَّ صَاحِبَكَ قَدْ جَفَاكَ. He said, it has been conveyed to us that your friend, means the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, was treating you harshly. He's abandoning you. Like he's not even talking to you. قَالَ وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْكَ اللَّهُ بِدَارِ هَوَانِ وَلَا مَضْيَعَ. And Allah has not created you for a place where you are to be degraded and where you cannot find your right place. Like, look, if they don't value very much, welcome. قال فالحق بنا نواسك. Join us. We'll take care of you. Join us and we will take care of you. فقلت حين قرأتها وهذه أيضا من البلاء. He goes, this is another test for me. And he immediately, without hesitation, رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه, قال فتيممت بها التنور. I went to the fire somewhere, probably maybe a bakery place or whatever. So I went to the fire. And I immediately, my answer to him was this. And I threw it into the fire, which means, no, thank you. Not interested. فَسَجَرْتُهَا. And then he says, قال, then I went back home. What happened next, ya jama'ah, is that when we see what would happen to him, how he deal with after 50 days, what would happen, and then how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the judgment for them, inshallah ta'ala, will be our discussion tomorrow, binillahi azza wa jal. Wallahu ta'ala. Subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.